Okay, boys, so we're up to the third line from the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Omud Aleph, where the Gemara begins right after the parentheses Itmar. Chutzi Zayas Chutzlis Manei. Chutzi Zayas Chutzlis Mekoimai. Chutzi Zayas Chutzlis Manei. What is this all about? So you remember back in the Mishnah on Chok Tes Omedes, we had starting on the fourth, fifth line of the wide lines. We're talking about again these terrible machshavos, zorois of the kohen who's doing the avoda. He had in mind lechol kezayis b'chutz, kezayis l'macher, kezayis l'macher, kezayis b'chutz, kechutzi zayis b'chutz, kechutzi zayis l'macher, kechutzi zayis l'macher, kechutzi zayis b'chutz. Also, the aim boycotts. So the focus of our gemara is on the latter half of that statement, that if you have a chutzi zayis b'chutz and chutzi zayis l'macher, you're therefore mixing two machshavas, a machshav of chutzim koyim and a machshav of chutzim manai, or the other way around, kechutzi zayis l'macher, kechutzi zayis b'chutz. Again, we're mixing the machshava of chutzim manai with chutzim koyim, possible to aim by cars. How do I know that these two chutzi zayisim are mitztaref in the first place? After all, these are two separate machshavas. So remember, in the Gemara on Shabbos, we had it says in the pasuk, Lo yechoshev lo yepigel yia, and the Gemara darshins yia comes to tell you that you are mitzaref. This is chof tes omid aleph, second line from the top of the line, from the top of the omid. Pigel yia is the Gemara yia malamit shemitzarefim ze in ze, that you are mitzaref two separate machshavos. We look at the Rashi, ason akosev, third line yia ason akosev lechutz lamkoyim lechutz lezmanay havaya achas. So bottom line is, we know from the Pusik here, like it says in the Mishnah, the two chutzi zeisim are mitzdarf. Now naturally, when they mitzdarf the kal shebehen. We cannot go and be mitzdarf a chutzi zeis of limkoimoi to upgrade it to pigel v'yesh b'ikaris. And therefore, we are mitzvah of them to the lesser of the two. The lower common denominator is that it's possible, that it's pigle, but of the madrega possible, the ein boikars. So that's when you have two chatzoi seisim. And our braisa, or this, not really a braisa, but the introduction of this machloikis, we're talking about a slightly different case. Well, we have three chatzoi seisim. We start off with a chutzi zayis, chutzi zmanoi, tavan nothing. If you would stop there in the mitzvah of the two, and would have a din of hustle, the aim by chorus, like we just had in Amishna. But now we have a chutzi zayis chutzlis mana yet again. What happens? Omer Rava, the yorkates, ki yoshein hapigel. The pigel that was sleeping until now gets now revived, it wakes up, and it becomes now a full-fledged pigel sheyesh boi kores. Meaning that even though there was this chutzi zayis chutzim koimai, so at least for a short amount of time, we would have had a tziruf alibidar mishnah that would be possible the aim by kores. As a result of this new chutzi zayis that came on the scene, it went and dispensed with the chutzi zayis chutzim koimai, and the two chutzlis manis joined as one. And now we have a full kezayis of chutzlis manoi, and therefore it has a full din of pigel according to Rava. Rava quotes this lashon v'yikatz kiyoshin apigel. This is the first two words are words that are taken from a pasuk in Tehillim, Tehillim Perek Ayin Hay. We're there, the Ayin Hay or Samaches.
You mind getting me a sitter if you do so fine? That's one of the major benefits of being on that side of the table on this one. This one. The end of this, yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. Just looking up with Uri's divine assistance over here. We have over here, Shkoyach, in Kapitel Samaches of Tehillim, says towards the end, should be pasuk like Ayin Hey in that capital. Says the Yoketz Kiyoshin, the Yoketz Kiyoshin Adoshem, something along those lines. It doesn't even have the
Ayin Hey Sanach Hey says here. Samach Hey.
So the pasuk says, "Vayikatz ki yoshein avishem ki gibor misroine miyoy." That's Kapitel Ayin Ches, pasuk Samachay, where the pasuk uses the expression "Vayikatz ki yoshein avishem." Literally, that means that Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol woke up, so to speak, from his slumber ki gibor misroine miyoy, to go and lead the Yidden, to go lead them against the goyim. Anyway, so if we borrow that pasuk, want to use it?
Yeah.
Maybe afterwards. So, v'yikatz ki yoshein ha-pigel, here too, the pigel that was asleep temporarily because of the fact that there was this chutz l'mekoyim machshava that made it only possible in Beikaris, v'yikatz it just woke up from its slumber. Now, v'mnuna omar irav machshava safi. No. I still leave the original tziruf of the chutzizayis, chutz l'mekoyim, chutzizayis, chutz l'mekoyim. I leave that in place, and I don't allow that third machsheves chatzizayis chutzazmane to undermine or uproot the union that has already taken place between the two kazayis eitzim. And therefore, what halacha does it have? It's apostle v'ein boy karis. So machloket between Rava and Havamnuna in this interesting situation. Now, each one, Rava and Havamnuna, I'm going to try to bring a raya to their shita. Omer Rava. We know in the middle. How do I know that? Now we learned in the Mishnah. Kibeya oichel rishon, who kibeya oichel sheni, shabolan zebezeh. This is a Mishnah. Mishnah in not only Seder Taharis, but Mishnayis Taharis, because in the Seder Taharis there is a Masechta which is called Masechta Taharis. Voshtei Tatan, I had a Kibeya Oichel Rishoin. The reason why I refer to Kibeya, because when you're talking about transmitting Tumas Oichlin, the Shear is a Shear Kibeya. And so I have a full Kibeya of an Oichel, which was a Rishoin. Rishoin means that it had Tumah, which was derivative or derived from an avatum. An avatum touched oichel, and that oichel became a rishonatum. And you also had a kebeya of oichel sheini. Oichel sheini means that this was a kebeya of oichel that touched a rishonatum and became a sheini atum. So now I have an oichel rishon, oichel sheini, shebol and zeb and zeb that got mixed one with the other. They made a ganze mixture of it, and now it touches another oichel. The question is, what status does that mixture have? Shein HaMishon has the status of a Rishon. Why don't I say that it has the lowest common denominator of the Sheini? Because the answer is that would only be if you had a Chutzi Kibeya of one and a Chutzi Kibeya of the other, and you are Mitzvah of the two, then you have to go and take the lowest common denominator. But since you had a full shear of each one, so now you have a full shear of both the Rishon and the Sheini touching another food, so then the Rishon, and that mixed food has a status like a rishoy, and therefore anything that it will touch will become a sheni. But what happens if chokon? What happens if you took now this mixture and you split it in half? Now, in that split in half, you presumably don't have a full kebeya of oichel rishoy, but you have a chutzi kebeya of an oichel rishoy and a chutzi kebeya of an oichel sheni. Obviously, may not be precise. It might be 60% of one and 40% of the other. But the point is, I don't have a full kebeya of either one in this division in half. So therefore, you don't have a full oichel rishon kebeya. You only have 50%, 80%, 90%, even 95%, but you don't have 100% kebeya of an oichel rishon. So therefore, you now have the lowest common denominator of the two, and now it's considered to be zesheini. V'zesheini, each of the two halves into which you cut this original mixture now has a din of a sheini.
But before you also didn't have a kebeya shel oichel rishon.
Yes, you did. That's how we started off. Look at the Mishnah. You start off with a kebeya of an oichel rishon that mixed together with a kebeya of an oichel sheni. So now you have two kebeyim in this mixture. One full kebeya is a rishon. One full kebeya is a sheni. If that mixture now touches something, it has the status of a rishon because it has a enough of a sheer rishon in it.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. But now that I split it in half, and now we only have a kebeya over here and a kebeya over there, each one of these kebeya is a mixture of rishon and sheni together. Therefore, exactly. Sheni with sheni. What happens if that's the end of the Mishnah? So now the Gemara is medayik, says Rafa. That's as long as they are still mechulak. Zesheni Bzesheni. Ochozvi Efron, what happens if you would merge the two together again? And then it would be resuscitated and rejuvenated and goes back to its original status of a Rishon Hava. Ah, so what do I see from this? That even though at one point, temporarily, it was a Sheni, when it merges together, it becomes now upgraded to a Rishon. So the same thing in our situation. That although temporarily, when you had the Chutzizayis Chutzlizmani, Chutzizayis Chutzlum Koimai, temporarily it was possible to aim by Koriz, when I throw in another Chutzizayis Chutzlizmani in the mixture, it now gets upgraded, and it becomes now a full Kizayis of Chutz Lizmanai, Lu Aibazoi becomes Pigul the Eish Bekaris. Freytuch the Yimara, who said that this diuk is correct? Hachoza the Irvan Rishon Hava, Efshanish, maybe once it's split, it remains split forever. Mimai, Litani Seifa, look at the Seifa of that same Mishnah. Novel Zebiatzmai, Vizebiatzmai al Kika Shel Truma, what happens if only one half of the mixture, in other words, after you split it down the middle, Chilken Ze Sheni Vize Sheni, one half fell on Truma, and you removed that falling Tumadika Oicho from the Truma, and another half, the second half, falls on that same Kika Shel Truma, subsequently, not at the same time, subsequently. And then you remove it or you leave it, what happens is it becomes paslua. It becomes pasl. The Lashon pasl means that each one of the previous halves had a din of a sheni. Normally, when you're talking about chulin, the buck stops there. It doesn't go beyond the sheni. But we know by truma it goes to a shlishi. And therefore, each one of them, the zeh sheni, makes his truma into a shlishi. The Lashon psul means that the truma cannot further be metama others. It remains, that's where the buck stops, at shlishi. However, nafushnein ke'echas, what happens if both of them fell down simultaneously on the truma? Or Rashi says it doesn't really have to fall down simultaneously. If one half fell on it and remained with the truma, and then the second half falls down and the first half is still there, so now the two halves are touching the same truma, together the two halves, asua shnia. We have now caused the truma to become a sheni. Instead of becoming a shlishi, it becomes a sheni. Why? Because we say the two halves have merged together, and now they are back to the original status of a rishon, like it was initially, and therefore that rishon makes the truma into a sheni. So bottom line is, says Rabbi, I have a very strong raya that even though temporarily the two were separated, once they merge back together again, they're upgraded to the original status of the Rishon. Here too, Chutzizayis, they merge together and they become a full-fledged Chutzliz Manoi, and therefore it's Pigul V'yesh by Kareis. Rav Nuna said, Rava, I respectfully disagree. Your raya is nisht kagit the raya. Why not? Because ha'asam ikka shi'ura, ha'cha leka shi'ura. Now the Gemara is really missing one word. It should really say ha'asam ikka shi'ura me'ikara, ha'cha leka shi'ura me'ikara. At this point is a shir in both cases. Wow. Both in the case of...
What is it?
In our case of the Gemara, we're talking about there are already three chatzoi zesim, so you have one and a half kizesim, one kizai is full of chutzlis manai, a half a kizai is chutzlis manai, we have a full shir of chutzlis manai, full shir kizai. Here by the tumah of the oichlin, also you have a full shir of a kibay of oichl rishon, a full shir of kibay of oichl sheni. So what do you mean? But if you add the word meikara, then it makes a lot of sense. What Rav Nun is saying is, in the case of the tumah, there at one point you had the full kibay of oichl rishon. So at that point, avada, it would cause any other oichel to become a sheni. It has the status, the potential status, the potency of being a rishon. It got divided up temporarily, chilkan, but subsequently it merged back together again. Well, that's good. But in our case, we never have the full kizayis of chutzlis manai intact. We start off with a chutzizayis, we added to that a chutzizayis of mekoimoi, and that distracted it and caused it now to become possible the ein by karis. Now you bring on the scene a brand new chutzizai. There was never a chutzizai chutzizmane. It's a brand new thing. We're adding that now to the equation. Zokta chervanuna. You never had a full shear. When you had a full shear and they got divided up and they are merged back together again, is chazra atar liyoshna. It returns to its former glory. But here you're talking about a situation where it never was at that former glory because it started off as a chutzi shear. This is Rav Nuna, you don't have a right.
But it wasn't pickle perfect. It once it becomes puzzle, it's puzzle to Imbo Chorus. How can it be upgraded again? It doesn't have that pickle perfect quality. It's just our whole sugya for the last few days. But I'm saying this, but why?
What undermines and why is it not a pickle perfect?
Because it's puzzle of Ein Bo Karis, right? It's already shunted aside into the puzzle of Ein Bo Karis track. Mm-hmm. And how can you restore it back now?
In other words, once it's not.
Once it's not pristine. So how can Rava? You, and also in the case of Maseches Taharos, it's actually a mamish physical thing. It's the Gemara is analogizing. It's metaphysical. It's intangible. It's just even. It's a thought. It's a thought of a Chatzi Kazayis.
It's the thought that counts, right? Anyway, to answer your question, Rashi addresses it, not in the form of Akash and the Teretz, but Rashi just slips in, and he says that in the case of the Chutzizayis Chutzizmane, Chutzizayis Chutzimkoyme, Chutzizayis Chutzizmanoi, you're right, L'choyre, the Chutzizayis Chutzimkoyme is an ear of Machshava which should undermine the Pigel V'yesh Bekoris. You don't have it Pigel perfect. Says Rashi, because a chutzizayis doesn't have the power to go and undermine a full-fledged kizayis. For instance, what would happen if Kuli Alma Moida, we started off with a full-fledged kizayis of a machshava of chutzlis manik. Subsequently, in that same avoider, the next avoider, the same koyin, or different koyin, had a machshava of chutzlim koyime, but only on a chutzizayis. Would that chutzizayis undermine the full-fledged kizayis? So Rashi, no. Because a chutzizayis on its own has no chashivus whatsoever. It's only if you can mitzdarif it to something else, either to another chutz mekoymoi or to a chutz lezmanoi, then it has a chashivus. But a chutzizayis on its own is zero. That being the case, although temporarily, says Rava, I agree, the two chutzizayis and more mitzdarif, since ultimately the third chutzizayis came on the scene, it became kiyoshein, vayiketz kiyoshein. It went and reawakened that chutzizayis, chutzlim zmanai, that was temporarily downgraded to busulayim bekoris. The two chutzizayim united and became a full-fledged kizayis. That chutzizayis, chutzlim koimoi, cannot undermine a full-fledged kizayis because it's only a chutzizayis. If you look at the Rashi, vayiketz kiyoshein pigol, look at the last four lines of the Rashi. The ein chutzizayis moil b'mukim kizayis. When you have a chutzizayis, it doesn't have limal of loy moided. When you have mukim kizayis, it doesn't undermine it. Only undermines it if it's a full fledged kizayis. And the mafoshim legi mechzu noch avod. Where does Rashi take this from? Because what would happen, in fact, if I had lemoshel a kohen who did the avoda and b'shas shchita zrika kavod ram eloch whatever, he only had a machshav of a chutzizayis, nothing else. Would that go and spoil the kodshim in any way? Would not. Why? Because the chutzizayis is garnished. So just like the chutzizayis is not moil b'kodshim, it's not mafagil, neither to become pickle, nor to become parcel. Similarly, that chutzizayis cannot go and undermine the machshavas pickle of the two chutziz manois together. Getting back to our Gemara, so Rav had a raya from that Mishnah, and Rav Nuna said the raya is nishkashtarka raya because there you had a full shir meikar, or here you never had that full shir meikar. Rav Nuna mino aminullah, I'm going to bring a raya now to me, says Rav Nuna. Did not. Another Mishnah, and another Mishnah, also dealing with Tumah v'Tahar. V'sh they don't in the Mishnah, did not o oichal, shenitma bi'ava tima, v'shenitma b'vlad hatima, mitztarf imzeh, Now, is talking about oichel, food, which was less than a sheer kibeya, which became tamei be'avatima. And then you had another piece of food, which was nitma be'vladatima, also less than a sheer kibeya. So the two on their own, each one on their own, is garnished, because you don't have a full sheer. The two together are mitzdar, mitzdar, mzeh, mzeh. Now, since neither of them had a full shear on its own, the mitzdarf letame bekalshe b'shneim, according to the lesser of the two, meaning that they're both going to have together as one mixture the status of a vladatama, not as an avatama. Okay, I love fish too. Anyway, so that's what it says there in the Mishnah. No problem. Zokta Vamnuna. My love, afel gav de hoder malia, by the fact that the Mishnah says that the two of mitzarf letame bekal shebishneim, Rav Amnuna assumes that the Mishnah is telling us that this is a permanent status situation, that the two together mitzarf letame bekal shebishneim, according to the lesser of the two, the vladatim. What would happen if, for instance, 5 minutes later, or an hour later, or whenever, another shtickle of Oichel shenitma bi'avatima would come on the scene and would be put into that mixture, and with that it would be mitzdarif to the original chutzi kebeya that there was of the nitma bi'avatima. My lab afagav dohada malia. Isn't the Mishnah telling us that that's the permanent status of this mixture? That it's the time they call shemanein, even if you were to add to it additional oichel shenitma bi'avatima, so now you have a full shir kebeya of oichel shenitma bi'avatima. Wouldn't the Mishnah even there agree that it still remains kagal shemishnein? Is the Chabarai to me, says the Ramnuna, once you've given a halacha, a verdict as to the status of this oichel, you can't go and change it, you can't go and add shiurim and make it different. It's talking about a situation where nothing else was ever added. Then, of course, it's something about Shishnei. It remains the way it is. That's, of course, not at all controversial. If you didn't add, you didn't add. So, L'choyer Nishka Grois Araya, and therefore, both the Raya of Rav and the Raya of Rav Luna are not, if you will, not decisive. Good. Put two dots over here, because we're not referring directly now to Rav and Rav Luna. We're going to continue talking about the same sugya, the same inyan. Kiyosu Rav Dimi Yomar, Chutzi Zayis Chutzlim Koymai, B'chutzi Zayis Chutzlis Manai, B'chutzi Zayis Chutzlis Manai. Obviously, this is already a different fact pattern than the fact pattern that we had at the outset, where we had Chutzi Zayis Chutzlis Manai, Chutzi Zayis Chutzlim Koymai, and Chutzi Zayis Chutzlis Manai. Aha. So there we had to go and take number 3 and add it to number 1 and try to go and ignore number 2. And that was the source of the machlokes between Rava and Rav Amnuna. What do we have over here? He started off with a chutzlim koymai, but the next two, each one right after the other, was chutzlizmanai, chutzlizmanai. So what happens in this case? Tani bar kapora, pigel, it becomes halacha of pigel. Ay vusin mete chutzi zayis. So now the Gemara is quoting from the Rashi from before. The chutzizayis at the outset of the chitzlum koyimai and chutzizayis moil b'mukim kizayis. That cannot undermine the kizayis of the two chutzizayisim of the chitzlizmanai. So ishtai dunimai. Now the question is, what does everybody hold in this situation? So in the Shittimikul that says, he holds that this Gemara goes not only according to Rava, but even according to Rav Hamnuna. Because the only reason why Rav Hamnuna said before that it's not mitzdarif is because the Chutzlum Koymai came in between. However, the Chutzlum Koymai started off, the Chutzizayis Chutzlum Koymai was at the outset, and then you have the next two, Chutzizmanai, Chutzizmanai. There, even Rav Hamnuna would agree that those two Chutzizmanais merge, they become a full-fledged Kizayis Chutzizmanai, and therefore, the chutzizayis chutzim koymoi ain't in moyil b'mukim kizayis.
I would say the first two merged first, and they already got a hold of it. Mm-hmm. Unless you refer to that in chutzizayis moyil mukim kizayis, that's the reason.
What you're saying is that even here too, we should go and say the chutzim koymoi chutzizmanai merge.
Stop the timeline there.
If you did anything more than that, it would merge.
So in fact, ki also Rav and Amar, Rav said, I respectfully disagree with Rav Dimi and with Rava and with Rav Amnuna, because in that case there was a chutzizayis chutzim koymoi first. It merges with the first chutzizayis chutzizmanai, and the two together now become possible the ein boikares. When the second chutzizayis chutzizmanai comes on the scene, says Ruven, I don't hold that that would go and resuscitate. I don't hold like Ruven said the yokeitz kiyoshin apigul, but rather It stays possible in Beikaris. So therefore, what was the case that Tony Bar Kapora that it's Spiegel says Rav, and I'll tell you what. When Chutzizayis Chutzaz Mane, for Chutzizayis Chutzaz Mane, for Chutzizayis Chutzaz Mekoyimoy, then Tony Bar Kapora Spiegel. Of course, you're saying to yourself, that's no Groisa Chiddush, but that's what Robin's coming to do, Lafuke from Rav Dimi, and saying Rav Dimi, it was a good try, but I respectfully disagree. See, if you look at the second wide line down below, Kiyosu Rovin Omar, Lav Ochi Tony Bar Kapora, not like you said, Rav Dimi, in the name of Bar Kapora, that when you had the Chutzim Koima, and then Chutzazmani, they mitzav. No. The Kimin Shekodmai Chatzizayis Temokoim, Ozi Chatzizayis Kama Dizman Mitzarev, Vishim Eino Chois Veneir, which is exactly what Brother Shai said a moment ago. Ellis Oibazoi, so when did Bar Kapora say that it's Pigel? El Hogitana Chatzizayis Chutzazmani, for Chutzizayis Chutzazmani, and then Chutzizayis Chutzim Koimai. Pigel, why is it pigel? I wasn't that followed by a chutzizayis. Why doesn't it go and undermine the kizayis and say, no, it's got to be, you have an eruv machshavos, it should be possible the aim by kares, because in chutzizayis the mukain, the chutzlum koimoy, moilavatl zman, the havi kizayis. Like we said before, chutzizayis is not strong enough to undermine anything. So therefore, Rabban's Ikar Chiddush is not so much the halacha that he's saying, but rather that he's rejecting what Rav Dimi said a moment ago. And now we have a third version of what Bar Kapora said. Vashi Masni Hochi. Chutzim, I don't think I finished the words. Tony Bar Kapora. Pigol, and Chutzizai, Malmokum Kazayis. Vashi Masni Hochi. Chutzizayis, Chutzizmane. Ukizayis. Chetzioi chitzle mekoime vechetzioi chutzle zmanoi. You have a koyin. First he had a machshava, chutzizayis, chutzizmanoi. And then he has another machshava that this entire kizayis that we are now working on, or that we're going to be eating, or that we're going to be makter, the aimer and the mezeach, this kizayis, I want half of it to be chutzle mekoime and half of it to be chutzle zmanoi. What happens now? Tani bar kapora. Pigel, I was with the chutzizayis and chutzizayis more than mukim kizayis, like we said before. So now, what is this case? This case of Rav Ashi is very similar to the first case that we started off with today's Gemara, because the first one was a chutzizayis chutzizmanai, and then we have a kizayis chutzim koimai and chutzlizmanai. So Rashi says Rav Ashi obviously holds like Rava that it's v'hi ki yoshein, because over here there was also that chitzlam koimai in the middle, and this is even a greater chiddush than Rava, because Rava was saying, ignore that chitzlam koimai, put the two chutzlas manis together, I have a full kizayis, and therefore it's pigel. Here it's very difficult to go and ignore the chutzlam koimai, because that was already united in his thought when he said kizayis. To go and reject, eject, and deject that chutzi zayis chutzim koimai is more difficult over here. So therefore, that's even a greater chiddush. If you look at the Rashi now, fourth of the wide lines down below, Rav Ashi kirov esvirale the omel el, like we said at the beginning, beikat kiyoshin apikul vafilu afsekim machsheves mokai. Like Ruva said, Vadiv with Rav Ashi mid Rava. Rav Ashi is a greater chiddush than Rava. To Ashmin Rebusa, what's a chiddush? Av gav the chashvinu lizman umokoyim bechad dibura. In one dibur, or when one machshava, he was mitzar of lizman and the mokoyim. Vitzirfon bisvasa. It's Rashi Vishitosa. Whenever you talk about machshava, it really means dibur. He actually said something. So he said out loud, Rabbeisai, I have now machshava of a ganze kizayis chutzi chitzlim koime chutzi chitzlis manoi betzirvim besvos of the kizayis echad v'hochi mitzavlim. Nevertheless, I go and take his machshava, his dibur, I divide it in half, I say chitzlim koime, we don't need you, I take the chutzis manoi mitzav the other chutzis manoi, and it becomes pigel. Yeah.
Why don't we apply the same logic that we did the other day, which is that you can't take one animal and say half of it's for this, half of it's for something. It's also like giving a shluah shabbos. It's like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. And over here now we're saying that you could designate half of it for this and half of it for something.
Okay, so if you remember, what you're referring to is right after the Mishnah, we had a machloikis whether when it said in the Mishnah lechu kizayis b'chutz, kizayis l'mocher, kizayis l'mocher, kizayis b'chutz, kichutz kizayis b'chutz, kichutz kizayis l'mocher, are we talking about the shtei avoidos or by avoida achas? talking about two separate avoiders, we're talking about one avoider. So there was machloek between Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan whether or not this is shayich in one avoider. So now you're talking about the shechita. It's one avoider. The two simanim. Could he go and say b'shas the shechita? I have in mind both chutzlas manai and chutzlam koimai. Or is that impossible? Or is it only by two avoiders?
So it can be also said about even one animal that part of it should be for, let's say, one type of carbon and one type for the other.
It's the same logic. And whichever way you're going to hold, you're going to hold like one of the two mandiyamas. Whether you can be mitzarev, you can be mitzarev. You can't be wrong because we had a Meir and Rabbi Yossi, we have a Buda in our Mishnah. Whatever you're going to go and say is going to be Aliba, the one man, the Amar.
Someone's going to hold
them. Exactly. So you're in very good company, whatever you decide. Yeah.
In the Rav Ashi's case now, according to Rashi's understanding of how Higgle works, when you speak it, Rav Ashi Masa, Chetzi Zayas Chutzuz Mano, Ugezayas, Chetzi Chutzim Komo, Chetzi Chutzuz Mano. Since, according to Rashi, the person, the Kohen or the Zara, B'Shah Shlita, is articulating this criminal thought, since articulating it, when they're articulating the Gezayas Chetzi Chutzim Komo, you can't say it. It's not simultaneous. It's sequential.
Okay.
Isn't it sequential? So why is that, according to Rashi, according to the idea that's just thought, I understand, but according to the idea that you're articulating it, isn't it, again, a sequential type thing?
And therefore,
why is that? What is Rav Ashi saying? We have a sequential...
Abdullah, have a wonderful day. Yes, Hashem, we look forward.
We have a sequential Hatsi Zaysim Zmano Mkomo Zmano. It's basically what Rava was saying, right?
100% this is what Rava was saying.
That's so what's Rav Ashi, according to Rashi's understanding that it's speaking, what is Rav Ashi adding to what Rava already articulated?
Because Rava is talking about three separate thoughts. If, for instance, you're talking about three separate avoiders, Vishasa Shchiti had in mind, Chutzizai for one. Second avoider, Chutzizai for two. Third avoider, Chutzizai for three. But even by avoider achas, he had three sequential thoughts. In between each one, he took a breath.
Right.
He took a coffee break, not literally. And so therefore, first he had Chutziz Manai. Second later, 5 seconds later, 10 seconds later, Chutzim Koimai. A few seconds later, Chutziz Manai. Says Rova, I ignore the middle one, and I take the first and the third. And it's a din of pickle.
Okay.
Now,
remember, he's articulate. According to Rashi, he's articulate.
He's saying b'kol rash gudl. He's singing on a microphone, on an intercom. Everybody hears him saying, Chosim manai! Chosim kaimai! Everybody hears
him. Okay. Rav Ashi is saying?
Rav Ashi is saying the same thing as Rava, but he's adding a further layer of chidush. What's his layer of chidush? Because it's not that it was three separate thoughts. One chutzas money, one chutzam kaimai, one chutzas money, and then Rava says, be mitzarif 1 and 3. 2 and 3 in Ravashi's case were already united because he had one thought, chutzas money, and then he had a second thought, chutzlim kaimai and chutzas money together in the same thought. So I might have thought that perhaps according to Rava, you cannot go and slice that one thought into half and then say, I'm ignoring the first half, I'm taking the second half, be mitzaref it to the first chutzis manai. Even in such a case where 2 and 3 were already united, I can go and detach one from the other, take 3, add it to 1, and have a full kazayis of chutz lizmanai.
But if you're articulating it, effectively it falls out to the same thing, because when the person articulates that final 2 and 3 together as one kazayis, the first chutz lumkomo, second chutz lizmano, effectively that's the same script as Rava says the Mefagel is articulating.
You don't see any further degree of Chiddush at all. I'm not talking about a major Chiddush that goes from here to Eretz Yisrael.
No, I'm saying because it's being articulated. I understand if it's a thought. If it's a thought thing, I understand.
Yeah.
Because the person is framing that second two Chatzi Kazesim as one Kazayas. But if he's articulating it, he has to articulate it. When he says, I'm going to eat a fraction of Kazayas, that's Chutzim Komo, and then another fraction of Chutzim Mano, that's the same as basically what Rava is saying. I really, if you could speak simultaneously, it would be a Chiddush, but you can't. Because you have to speak sequentially, I don't see the Chiddush. But that's...
But you can speak sequentially, but it could be considered Shasat Chav, it's the same moment. Right?
That's Machlokas Rav Yossi.
It's possible.
Right, that's your remaining Rav Yossi, right, yesterday. Right. Point is, when there are three separate thoughts, it's easier to go and merge 1 and 3.
Correct.
While if 2 and 3 are one thought, you're saying it's not a thought, it's an articulation, verbalizing, fine, but it's one statement. To go and take one statement and slice it in half and take half of the statement and add it to number one, Rashi considers to be a greater chiddush. We're not talking about a chiddush of huge proportions from here to Australia. It's from here to across the street.
Side point.
Okay, but the point is, it's a shtikl chiddush.
The chiddush is that he said it in sort of like almost one tochid deeper, or is the chiddush that's in the same kazayas?
He's in the same kazayas. That's what I think
more
saying.
Right. That's what you're saying. There is more than not so much.
In that same kazayas, I have to slice the kazayas. Right. The same kazayas, I have to split in half. Good. Jokti Moravite. Now we're not focusing so much on the Chutzi Zaysim. Now we're going to focus on what means Achila. It says in the Pasuk, in the Ochel Yeochel Bayoim Ashlishi, we've already concluded that means Echad Achilas Odom, V'Echad Achilas Mizbech. What happens if you have a Koyin? Omer Yame, Chishiv Shiyechlu, Kilovim Lamachar. Not that a person will eat it, but that dogs will eat it tomorrow. Is that considered to be a nonsensical machshava and therefore Slaymalav Lamayid, or does it have some validity? So Timore, Pigle Tak is Pigle, why does Libyas? Izevel Yoichlu HaKilovim Bechelik Israel. It's talking about the Izevel who is such a terrible witch, if you will. What happened to her? That after she's going to die, the Kilovim are going to go and eat up her bones and her body, etc. Anyway, so the point is, since he uses the expression of yoichlo, even by dogs, we see that an achilas kelev is also called an achila, so even that machshava will be machshava.
Okay, royal achilas
kelev.
Yeah. Exactly. Maybe that's the reason why Mar is saying kelev, because it's royal achilas kelev.
The whole point anyway is, yes, of course, you're not, one is not permitted to eat pigle.
Right.
Even if no one ate pigle, mm-hmm. it's still pigle.
For sure.
So it doesn't matter if the dogs eat it.
It makes absolute difference who actually eats it, or if they do, maybe there are no dogs in the whole Yishalayim.
The dogs don't eat it. It doesn't matter.
It's pigle. It's not maratza. It's not a good korban. It's not a good korban.
It's a pigle.
It's not shava. It's not shava fagelis. Can include
best friend.
We
chelak Israel.
Chelak is the name of a place. Israel was a place in a region in Eretz Israel. So Izevel's basar is going to be eaten up by the klavim in the region called Israel. That's a part of Eretz Israel. Even today, there's if you go to the maps, there's something called Emek Israel in Eretz Israel. Emek is the valley of Israel. Maskelu Rabami, Elamayata, Chishush Tachlu, Eish Lamachar. What happens if the Kohen said, I have in mind that fire is going to eat up this carbon tomorrow? Will that also be Mechshev Espigel? The citizen Pasik, Tachlu, Eish Lamachar. The fire is going to come that you don't even have to go and blow it up with bellows. It's going to be such an intense fire. It's going to eat it. Hachanami is going to say in such a case, alters the pigle. Fchitein hachanami, yo, and hachanami, achila makes no difference who eats it, a person, a kelev or eish. But the name is in the Mishnah. Lechel kazayis ulahakter chutzis, I'm sorry, lechel kichutzizayis, ulahakter chutzizayis, discussion.
Chutzizayis is a kind of a...
It's probably a mistake. Okay. That's probably the test tells you Shinoi Nuschois. Anyway, but the point is you have a half a kazayis of one, half a kazayis of the other. In other words, le'echol chatzizayis for achilas odom, lahakter on the mizbeach kechutzizayis. What's the difference? The two are mitzarif. Kosher, no, they're not mitzarif. Shenachil vaktor mitzarif. So even though the pasuk says, hey, ochel, yei ochel, these are two separate achilas. This is achilas odom. This is achilas mizbeach. And never the twain shall meet. So in Bazoi, the case of Haktorah on the Mizbeach doesn't physically eat the Emorim. It's always based on the fire that eats it up. Oh, if you're telling me that Achilas Odom includes an extension, not only the Achilas Klovim, but Achilas Eish, then let's be mitzvah of the two. The Achilas Odom is Chutzizayis of Eish. The Achilas Mizbeach is a Chutzizayis of Eish. Let the two be mitzvah and be a full Kazayis. Why does it say that it's kosher?
Well, so what's Haktor B'chutz then, if not Achilas Eish? So if Haktor, if Eish is not Ochel, if a person has in mind a Machshava, a standard pigle, a standard chutzim koma. I'm going to take and I'm with Shas, one of the avodas. I'm going to makdir a full kazayas of this korban outside bachutz. Okay, is that a puzzle machshava?
Sure, that's a
chutzim. So the haktorah bachutz. What does the haktorah bachutz mean? Doesn't it mean that I'm going to offer it on a bama or some place where it's going to be consumed by a fire chutzim koma?
Exactly right.
So why are we saying now that haktoras eish is not in the parsha in the a competitor of haktoras mizbeach?
Carefully read this carefully. lechol kichutzizayis, lahakta kichutzizayis. You're adding together chutzizayis of each one. A chutzizayis of each on its own is gunished. If you have only in mind to go and eat a chutzizayis of the basa tomorrow, zero.
Thank you.
Makti chutzizayis is nothing. We have these two together, they are mitzvah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
No problem. It says in the Gemara that normally two chutzi kazeisim are mitzvah. For instance, a chutzi zayis chutzlum kaime, chutzi zayis chutzlum manoi, the two are mitzvah. Here it says it's a skusha. Why? Because they're not two achilas, one achilas lemochar and one achilas bachutz, but one is an achila, one is an aktara, and you cannot be mitzvah of achilas odom and achilas mizbeach. Ein achila baktara mitzvah. Frey Gemara, based on what you were just saying now, that Achilas Adam doesn't only mean literally an Adam, it doesn't even mean literally a Kelev, even a fire, L'choira, is also Achilas, like it says in the Pasuk, so the two should be mitzvah, because Achilas Adam is through fire, Daktoris Amen is through fire, add the two fires together, and we have a full Kizayas, so L'choira should be Pekel or Apostle. Why does it say that it's kosher? Says the Gemara, Ivi Afka, V'loshan Achilas Achana, if the kohen, when he's thinking, or like Rashi says, when he verbalizes and he says, I want this garment to be eaten tomorrow, 50% should be eaten by fire, 50% should be eaten on the mizbeach by fire, oh, then those two achilas mitzarev, because he used the lashon of eating. However, if he said, I want half of the kazayas to go and be eaten by fire, half of the kazayis should be nikter on the mizbeach. Oh, he didn't use the lashon achila; he used the lashon haktora. Ain lashon achila and lashon haktora mitztarf. So even the afka lashon achila achanami. Achamayskin the afka lashon haktora. The lashon achila chud, lashon haktora chud. You can't mix and match achilas and haktoras, even though bottom line they both mean consumed by the fire, but you're using different terminology, and the two are not mitzvah. And that's the chiddush of the
Mishnah. It's not considered to be pickled.
If it's not pickled, it's kosher. What you have to do is you have to first cook it and then make a bracha. And if you're a kohen, you can even cut your kodesh.
But it still has to bring another carbon, right?
Whether it's ol balam shem chayvenat. Once we say that it's kosher, in this case, it means it's a kosher carbon. Yeah, it's a go. Exactly. Boy Rabashi. Chishiv lechol kizayis b'shnei bnei odim mal. What happens if the person who's doing the avoida says, I'm not going to talk about klovim, I'm not going to talk about fire, I'm going to talk about now the achilas kizayis, but not through one individual, through two individuals. After all, this is a karm shlomim, and there are going to be a whole bunch of people eating for that karm shlomim. One of the kizayisim of this karm shlomim should be eaten lemachar by Yankel and Beryl together at the same suda, and they should go and toast l'chaim, and should go and eat a full kizayis. Now, is this now a machshava hamifagelis? Bos machshava zlinen, the ikishura, after all he said, agamtsi kizayis, ishka halpagzaz, agamtsi kizayis. Oy bos oichon zlinen, since he said, Yankel Beryl together, each one is only eating less than a kizayis, well, ikishura, I go to shayla. Omer bay toshima. Let's start being a raya again from our mission, the same words. Lechel kachutzi zayis, so lehak the kachutzi zayis, kosher, she'ein achilu akhtor mitzarev, and the two are not mitzarev. By the way, this Lashon Gemara that the Gemara is quoting now, that's the final case of the mission that we had on Chav Tessa Mitzvah. The lechel kachutzi zayis, lehak the kachutzi zayis, kosher, she'ein achilu akhtor mitzarev, right? Four lines in the bottom of Chav Tessa. Notice over there it says, taki kachutzi zayis, kachutzi zayis. So presumably, they probably changed the gears to here, which we saw before. Anyway, so, as we state in the Mishnah, Echim and Aktor are not mitzaref, he said lechol, and lehak to each one kachut zayis. So let's do the daik. Ha-lechol, the lechol. What happens if he said instead, not lechol kachut zayis, lehak to kachut zayis, but lechol, lechol. What does that mean? Yankel eats a half, and Beryl eats a half, which is dum the lechol lehaktir. L'choyra, v'heichidami, how is that? B'shnei b'nei adam. L'choyra, then it would be mitzaref. But the more shmami, in a chanami, you have taka gutaraya. The only problem of our Mishnah was, Achilas Odom and Achilas Zizbeach, Chutzi Chutzi, those are not mitzvah, but two Odoms, Chutzi Odom, Chutzi Odom, Avada, Min the mitzvah, and therefore no Shayt. A very simple right. Boy Rover, when I'm as Chishiv Lechol Kizayis, the Yasim Achilas Pras, ooh, Ma, what's the din now? Koyin had such a machshava, or for that matter, a dibur, and he said that I want to go and eat, not necessarily him, somebody's going to go and eat tomorrow this kezayis, but not within the Kedeyachidus Pras. Kedeyachidus Pras is a big machloikas and mafarshim, exactly what that is. Let's assume for our purposes it's 5 minutes, and he says I want them to eat it over a 10-minute period. More than Kedeyachidus Pras. Mal. What's the din now? Lachidus Gevoyim Medamin Alei? Or Lachidus Hedyim Medamin Alei? What does the Gemara mean? So explains Rashi. Any Achid that we find Becholotay Rekula Lagabi Hedyot, Hedyot means a person, what's the din? It's always Bechdeyachidus Pras. If a person, for instance, eats something like Chaylev, for Chaylev, Chas Hashem, a person eats it b'meizid, he gets kares, that's a Bechdeyachidus Pras. If he eats it slowly, that it takes him 20 minutes to consume this ganze kezayis, then he's not oiver on this, he's oiver an isser, but he wouldn't go get the oinish of kares. The reason why he's oiver an isser, because chutzishir is also usum and atayrim. So I'm out of order. But lamaisa, chutzishir is also. So you can't go and say, oh, I have a good idea, I'm only going to eat a chutzishir of chazer, a chutzishir of busa b'chulav, everything is also, even a chutzishir. Shal is what you get the oinish on. So Achille said it is always, throughout Kol HaTorah, Kula Yovis Kedei Achilles Pras. So now the question is, what about the Achilles Mizbeach? So Rashi says, Achilles Mizbeach, yeah, after all, and sometimes it takes time. You go and put the Emurin on the Mizbeach, and it takes a while for the Emurin to get totally consumed by the fire. It might take 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. And that being the case, if a person has now a Machshava of Lechol Kezayis B'yes Mechtei Achilles Pras, if, do you say that this requires a minimum of Kedei Achilles Pras, just like, or maximum Kedei Achilles Pras, just like normal Achilles Adam? Or do you go and say, no, I'm going to go and borrow the Achila from the Haktoris on Mizbeach, which could take longer, so therefore even Achilles Adam could take longer in this situation to be Mefagel the Karmel. Amar Rabbi Tosha Malis bring a Raya Vaitiv in the same Loshana Mishnah. It says in the end, Mishnah Lechol Chotizayis, Lachta Chotizayis, Karshish in Achil Vaktor and Mitztav. What happens? Is mitzdarf. If he had, in fact, in mind an achila of a chutzi kezayis and another achila of a chutzi kezayis, that would be mitzdarf. And we're talking about dumya to the case of achila vaktar. Achila vaktar, not mitzdarf. But achila ulachila, which are dumi at achila vaktara, those would be mitzarif. Ay vaktara biyoyis mechtei achilas prasu. Your typical vaktara is more than mechtei achilas pras. And we say taka achila vaktara, not mitzarif. But achila vachila is mitzarif. Is vachasimin, even achila of a chutzi zayis, yoyis mechtei achilas pras, would be mitzarif to another achila. So you see that lav dafke doesn't have to be kedei achilas pras. Everyone is karai. Maybe Amish is talking about a situation where there was such a major fire on the mizbech, and relatively small quantity of a murim to go for the eish to be, to consume. And in fact, you put it down there within a minute, within 2 minutes, the whole thing was charcoal, it ate it up immediately. That's the case of the Mishnah. The chutzi kezayis of achila, chutzi kezayis of aktora are not mitztarif. However, a case of where it's not a hesig gadol, where in fact this fire has taken a long time, in such a case, in bachila bachila, maybe taka wouldn't be mitztarif. So therefore, you don't have a decisive raya from our Mishnah either way to this shayla.
I'm sorry, just so our Mishnah is separating achilas achilah Torah. And Abaya's answering that the...
He wanted to answer.
Wants to answer that the extended time of Haktara is not a parallel for Yeser Mechtei Achilles Pras for Achilles Adam.
He wanted to bring a parallel, that was his Raya.
And we reject it because...
Because it could be that our Mishnah, there was no situation of Yeser Mechtei Achilles Pras. Maybe our Mishnah talking about Dafka,
a strong bonfire that it was consumed as quickly as people consumed it.
Exactly. So then... Okay. Achila and Haktar is not cannot mitzvah, but Achila and Achila, dumya to that Achila and Haktar, that each one of the Achilas is going very quickly, then it would be mitzvah. However, if part of this eating takes longer than a Achilas Pras, then it wouldn't be mitzvah. Because the reason of our Mishnah that the Achila and Haktar are not mitzvah is not because of the Shiurim. The Shiurim were perfect. Both of them were Achila, Bechtei Achilas Pras, and Haktar, Bechtei Achilas Pras. No problem. such a case, they're not mitzar because it's achila b'akar. However, if it was two achilas and one of the achilas, or as a result, the entire achila would be yois mechli achilas pras, and achram would continue to be possible because I have no raya from our Mishnah.
Why are we talking about haktorah kedei achilas pras?
Mm-hmm.
Haktorah is a different chapter of the of this whole encyclopedic topics. Haktorah, it depends. It's
a human, a big fire, a small fire.
Exactly. A human being has a normal metabolism, a normal consumption. A haktorah is not in the same parsha of timing.
It can be
fractions of a second.
Absolutely.
It can smolder
right.
for hours.
Do you agree with what Barry's saying?
I do, but we're talking concept.
Okay.
And I'm saying, but why are we borrowing the concept of kedei achilas pras, which is a human metabolism time frame?
Yeah, yeah.
And now saying, well, it depends on the fire. The fire, it's a different chemical process.
Absolutely right. The Gemara is being bring a deal.
Kedei achilas pras, the fire is one time.
For a person, is different.
Because they both work on different metabolism.
Okay. Good. So now, getting back to Ashkar Yehuri, but the point of our Gemara is they were trying to make a deal. I don't really care about the Haktorah itself or the Kedei Achilas Pras. I love the Kedei Achilas Pras because the Haktorah...
It depends.
It really makes no difference to Halacha. Even if it takes 5 hours to go and consume a Kedayis of Eimurim, fine, that's good. You can have Kol HaLaila.
Right.
And if it falls down from the Mizbeach, you put it back up.
Right.
No problem whatsoever. All the Gemara is trying to do is bring an inference from our Mishnah that the reason why Achil and Haktorah are not Mitzdarev is because these are two separate concepts. One's a concept of Achila, and one's a concept of Haktar. The fact that one is Kedei Achilas Pras, and one's Yoish Achilas Pras, is Leimal V'Leimoyer, I could care less. That's how Abaye interprets the Mishnah. And therefore, it's only Achila and Haktar are not Mitzdarev, because these are two separate things. Achilas Sodom, Achilas Mizbeach. But it wasn't a sheer problem. That I could care less. So what happens if I have achila v'achila? For instance, two people, which we said before, it's mitzdarif. Or even the same person. One of the chutzi zaisen eats 1, 2, 3 within 2 minutes. The other one, it takes them 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, and therefore it's longer. That l'chayr should be mitzdarif. Because the only reason why achila b'aktor and not mitzdarif is because two separate achila and achila haktor. Meaning one achilas adam, one achilas mizbeach. But if it was two achilas of the same individual, it would be mitzdarev. Why? If normal haktorah takes 10 minutes on a chutzi kizayis, so then if this person is being mitzdarev two chutzi achilas together, similar to the chutzi achila of achila and the chutzi kizayis of haktorah, then even if it's more than 10 or 12 minutes, it should be mitzdarev. So I can bring a raya from my mishnah just because of it was a quality of achila b'haktorah. That it was not mitzdarif. But the shear was lemal v'lemor, that didn't concern us. So say the same thing in the Gabi to achilas. There it is mitzdarif, because it's not achil v'aktor, it's achil v'achila. It's mitzdarif even though it's yoisim achdei achilas pras. Everything more, you cannot make such an inference, because maybe Amish is talking davke, where both the achila v'aktor were less than the kedei achilas pras. Why? Because there was a huge bonfire. Therefore the chiddush of the Mishnah is, if it's Achila v'haktorah, both within the shear of kedei achilas pras, not mitzdarif. But if you have two achilos b'kedei achilas pras, then it would be mitzdarif. Oh, but only because of kedei achilas pras, dumya to the achila v'haktorah of our Mishnah, where you had a hesigot. But in a case where you didn't have a hesigot, you just had a regular fire. So then, not only the reason why achila v'haktorah is not mitzdarif is because they're two separate things. This is achila b'aktor. Another reason why it's not mitzdarif, because this takes a shorter shear and this is a longer shear. And therefore, what happens in the case of lecha v'lecha, shorter shear and bigger shear, it wouldn't be mitzdarif there either. Why not? Because you have to have b'chdei achilas pras. The bottom line is, I don't have a decisive right from a Mishnah one way or the other, and therefore we continue on to the next shtick. Lechel kechutzi zayis, lahak kechutzi zayis is kosher. Again, we're quoting from the end of our Mishnah. So you might tamed lechel lahakter. Hol lechel v'lechel dove she'en darke lechel mitzdarif. What happens if a koyin says, tomorrow we're going to go and eat a chutzi zayis of the basar lemochar, and then he says, and we're also going to eat a chutzi zayis of the eimerin lemochar? Sounds like it would be mitzdarif. Because the only reason why it's not mitzdarif is because here he uses the lashon of achila and haktorah. But if it would be achila v'achila, it would be mitzdarif. So Rabbi Yisai, get ready, tomorrow we're going to eat a full kizayis. A chutzi zayis of basar, a chutzi zayis of aymeren, l'choyr, then it would be mitzdarif. So Gemara, but Haktani Reisha, it says in the Reisha of our same Mishnah on Chof Tesamid Beis, Keitzad, how do you have the din of Pigel? Lechel Shadar Kei Lechel, and Shadar Kei Lechel in Shein Dar Kei Loi. That if you have in mind of Gabi eating Amorin, or that the Mizbeach should go and eat Achilas Odom, like by Shlom, to eat the Basar, then there's no din of Pigel, because it's got to be a normal type of Achila, not an Achila of an inedible. You cannot eat Amorim, because Amorim is designated for the Mizbeach. And that's the Lashon of the Mishnah. Going back to Chof Tes Tom Midbeis, Mishnah was, Zeh HaKlal, Kol HaShoich HaMakav HaMahalach HaZorik Lechol, Dov Shedar Kei Lechol, Lahakta Dov Shedar Kei Lahakter, Gezai Shutzim Koyim is possible. Chutzizmanoi is Pigel. Why did the Mishnah use those words, Lechol Dov Shedar Kei Lechol? To tell you it's got to be to the Machshava was to eat something which is edible. If you have a machshava to eat something which is inedible, meaning aymerim, that's not a machshava by achila. Yeah, v'zokter.
Aymerim, as fun as it usually we talk about, since in darko lecha, we're talking about like wood or leather, so the skin, it's really not edible.
Right.
Here we're talking about aymerim. Aymerim are not inedible because they
are
not consumable.
Right.
It's because halachically they're forbidden.
Yeah, 100%.
So when we say ain't darkish and darkish, I think, I'm going to eat a shtickle of the eitzem. I'm going to eat a shtickle of something that goes on his back.
What you're saying is great, but remember in the context of our Mishnah, we're not talking about trees in Australia. We're talking about a carbon that the person is bringing, and he has a machshava about this carbon to go and eat dovish ein darkei lechol. What inside this carbon ein darkei lechol? Not pieces of metal, not pieces of glass, not pieces of wood. It means from this carbon. So what would be the dovish ein
darkei lechol?
It has to be something which is halachically. What's the halachically? The halavim that you cannot eat, but you have to put on his back. Good. So Davka.
Rost has no boundaries at all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we're talking about the carbon. So, bottom line is, Achila and Torah are not mitzvah. But Achila v'Achila would be mitzvah. Now, what means Achila v'Achila? A person has in mind a full kezias of part of the carbon which is edible, basar, part of the carbon which is not edible, which means the chalavim that you put on the mizbeach. It's mashua that it is mitzvah. But the ratio says, Lech 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 Mashra shadarka lechel in shein darka loy. Amr b'yemi sinish gastira hamani reb shlezehi. That's the famous machlokes that we already brought a few days ago. That reb shlezehi holds the amr chashmi achilas odom achilas beim achilas mizbeach achilas odom. Where do we find this tonight? In the Mishnah. Asho yichnes hazevach lechel dover shein darka lechel to eat aymerin or lahakter dover shein darka lahakter. He had in mind to be makter basar of a carbon shlomim lemoshel, which is eaten. What's it then? That's kosher. Each time it means it's chutz lezmani and chutz lemkoymen. The Mishnah doesn't articulate it because it assumes that you know what we're talking about. So a person who shechs a carbon and he has in mind lechol lemochor or bachutz dovish ein darka lechol to eat emorim or lahakta dovish ein darka lahakta, meaning the basar. What's it then? It's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because you're mixing achilas odom and achilas mizbeach. Those things are not
meaningless.
Reb Lezer points to why, because Reb Lezer says, like the Gemara said before, Machash mechilas adam, mechilas mezbeach, mechilas mezbeach, lechilas adam. And therefore, the Gemara's answering is, you don't have a steer in the Mishnah, you have machloikas in the Mishnah. The Tanakam of our Mishnah that says, Lechol shedarka lechol, es shedarka lechol in, shein adarka loy, dodos is the Tanakam of the Yenna Mishnah. And that's what we just, we're medai, now, lechol lehakta yah, that's referring to a blazer that mixes and matches achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. You can go and say the entire Mishnah is Rabbanan. You don't have to say that this part of the Mishnah goes according to a blazer. Meaning, says Abaye, after all, it doesn't say crystal clearly in our Mishnah about eating dover she'ein darkei lechol. It's all based on a diuk, on an inference. What's the diuk? It says the end of the Mishnah, chutzizai is lechol. Chutzizai is lahakta, they're not mitztarif, and therefore it's kosher. So you're being medayik. Ha lechol dover she'ein darkei lechol, together with lechol dover she'ein darkei lechol, those are mitztarif. No. Loi tema ha lechol v'lechol dover she'ein darkei lechol. Ela ema make an inference. Ha lechol v'lechol dover she'ein darkei lechol. He is mitztarif a chutzi zayis of something which is a barachila, together with a chutzi zayis of something which is a barachila, those two are mitzar. For instance, one chutzim koimei, one chutzlis manai, even though they're not going to mitzar to be pickle, at least will be possible. So that's maybe what the inference is. For Eitimara, that is very difficult to say. Because my kamashim, what is that chiddush in that inference? What are we adding? If you're telling me that both of the chutzi zeisim were darkei le'achol, meaning they're both edible pieces of basar, but that we already had explicitly in the Mishnah, which we've already quoted at the outset of today's plot, it's basar, even though these are two different machshavos, is a chutz zmanim, is a chutz koimai, but im it's tarif lechol apachas to kal shebehen. Which means that it's possible game by cards. So that's obviously, that's no chiddush what you're telling me. Elamai, maybe you're going to go and tell me, ilechon uli haktir, not that I'm bringing a chiddush from the diuk, but the halach itself of lechon uli haktir, that in itself is a chiddush, that I'm not mitztarif a chutzi zayis of achila, but a chutzi zayis of haktara. And that's why the Mishnah codifies this halach at the end. Even this is not a chiddush, because miduki dereisha shma mina. What means miduki dereisha? The Mishnah started off. What's the case? Zehaklal. What's the case of pickle? Lechol dover shedarkei lechol. Say medayik in shein darkei lechol loy. Aha. And therefore hashda umalechol velechol dover shein darkei lechol loy mitzdarev. If the kohen had in mind lechol achutizayis baser, together with lechol achutizayis emerin, a dovish ein darke lechol, those are not mitzdarev. Lechol ulahakter miboye. Then avada, if you're going to go and combine two achilois, one of a dovish ein darke lechol, one of dovish ein darke lechol, that you agree, that's not mitzdarev.
Not successful.
It's not successful to go mimafakel. Is the avada lechol ulahakter? We're using two different lishoinois. Zichar, it should not be mitzdarev.
Even though effectively it's the same lechol lechol. I mean, effectively lechilas mispeach equals haktorah in this.
What you're saying is correct. Effectively, it's the same. But remember, the Gemara said on the Amud Aleph that still lechol ulahakter is two different terminologies,
yes,
as opposed to
a meaningful change. A meaningful change. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. And the Gemara said six lines at the bottom. The Amud. Hachemai iskinon the afke b'loshen haktara the loshen achil lechud the loshen haktara lechud, right before the boy. The Gemara is saying over here too. Madach, when he uses the same loshen lechol v'lechol, it's not mitzdar. Then certainly lechol haktar not going to be mitzdar. So I don't need the halacha for itself on all fours, and I don't need the diuk to go and tell you lechol v'lechol together chutzizayis is mitzdar. It's not mitzdar because that I had already from the reisha of the Mishnah. So therefore, the chayr, I have no choice. The Mishnah is coming to tell you the chiddush of lechol lehakter is not mitzarif, but lechol velechol dovish shein darke lechol would be mitzarif, like Rebbe Lezer. So don't tell me Abaye. You know, all goes according to Rabban. And don't say lechol velechol dovish shein darke lechol, but me medayik lechol velechol dovish darke lechol. I don't need the inference that I know already from another part of the Mishnah, and I don't need the gufa that halach itself of chutzi zayis lehakter chutzi zayis lechol. Of course, that's not mitzarif. I do need it after all. So could I take a hosam with the love ki orche? Come machashit. A hocha de bahai ki orche, bahai ki orche, emel et starf. But the Gemara now is saying a svara hafucha from what we said before. Before we said it's more mestaber to go and be mestarf to achilas. He had in mind, I will eat. I will eat. Two eatings, lechoyra, are a much more logical reason to be mestarf than between achid and haktara, which are two different terms. Says Yimor, no, that's not a good tesvara, but I also have a keret tesvara. What's the keret tesvara? When I'm saying achila and achila, one achila is on basa, and the other achila is on emurin. Since emurin is inedible, I'm not allowed to eat it, goes from the mizbeach. So therefore, when I talk about achila, that's a nonsensical term. That's why it's nonsense. That's why it's not mitzvah. However, if I see achilas odom chutzi kazayis, and achilas mizbeach of a chutzi kazayis, by using the lashon of haktara, that's haki orcha, haki orcha. Those are...
I'm using the term that's
relative to the agent of consumption.
And therefore, maybe it's dar, and there is now a svar that maybe these two should be mizdar. It's better echila v'haktara than achila v'achila of something which is not edible like amarin. Kamashmulan, that's why the Mishnah comes to tell you. It makes no difference. We'd have achila together with achila or achila v'haktara. If one of them happens to be a davar shendarka l'achil, it's not mitztarif. Kamashmulan. Hadlok al zvach shibazam. Hadlok shibazam. Hadlok al zvach shibazam. Kol b'sum shirach shirach zan kishayra. It should be continued tomorrow.